So I don't know if it dropped last night or this morning, but it was a pretty crazy thing to open up my email. I don't know if any of you had this experience. And to see that the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL's campus anti-Semitism report cards came out. Wow, it was a doozy. So for those who haven't yet seen it, I would actually encourage you to have a look. The Anti-Defamation League, many people know, sort of tracks anti-Semitism in our world and hate. And they decided to do a rating, a grade, a report card for every college, or at least the major colleges in our country. And suffice to say that there were two colleges that got A's. Those two colleges, everyone think. I feel like Jeannie, I'm gonna look at you. Do you know which ones? Brandeis. That seemed relatively easy. They do have the Brandeis Institute right now fighting anti-Semitism. The second one is Elon. I know, that was like a good thing, right? So I will also say that most of the colleges and universities, there were a few that got B's, like Binghamton, I believe Maryland got a B. Did Maryland get a B or a C? A B. And Towson got a B. But many, many, many of the colleges got C's. All of my daughter's colleges that she's considering, F's. And there were like one or two that got a D. So this was actually a really interesting and somewhat terrifying thing to see. And there was a whole ranking system of how they actually gave those grades out. Funny enough, I didn't even have a chance to process this fully, but Noah, my daughter, got a whole bunch of emails today from the Hillels on those campuses that got D's and F's, explaining why they got a D and F and why they were worthy of a higher grade. I don't know. I'm not the ADL. But I did think it was fascinating. It also made me feel even prouder of what happened here on Wednesday night. So raise your hand if you happen to be with us on Wednesday night. Okay. I would say, this is from my perspective, it felt like of my 17 years here, I don't know if there was a night that I was more proud. And I would also add to that, that I think I'm still on like what I'm calling in my house is like a joy hangover. Like it just felt so good. So the question is like, why did that night feel so good? And I think that partly, you know, selling out our Berman Rubin Sanctuary was a big deal. I don't know if you sell things out when they're free. I can't figure that out. But 1,300 seats, 1,300 RSVPs, and even more so, the people that were there were the majority, probably 65-70%, were kids. They were teenagers and young 20-somethings, and that was amazing to see. And of course, the content was not so lovely. It was Noah Tishby. She's a social media influencer, and she was talking about anti-Semitism on college campuses to high school kids and to college kids, and also talking about anti-Zionism in our world today, and playing out the details of both why things are the way that they are and how we should respond and what's going on in the world, trying to make sense of it and equip our teenagers for what's in store for them at these universities, whether they're scoring B's, C's, D's, or F's. They are crazy, crazy days. So let me tell you, though, why the night was so magical to me. One, the idea of gathering teenagers and 20-somethings together and giving them a sense of belonging, affirming that these are really hard times to be a teenager or a 20-something or a Jew of any age, right? But the battlefields are the fields that they live on. Social media platforms, their schools, and their colleges. And it's not easy. And so when they came together, and there was a DJ playing, and there was like Israeli flags, you know, being shaken, and dancing, literal dancing, and an after party in the patio, it felt like what we were celebrating is being a Jew and having a Jewish homeland. And I have to say that given the last 6 months or 189 days, that felt unbelievable, magical, joyful. The Torah portion that we read this week is the portion of Tazria. And in the Torah portion, it's sort of like, do you remember that Shel Silverstein book, Where the Sidewalk Ends? Do you remember that poem? It said, like, I shall not go to school today, said little Peggy Ann McKay. I have the measles and the mumps, a gash, a rash, and purple bumps. Anyone? All right. Anyway, I liked the book. But the gash, the rash, the purple bumps, like, that's what the Torah portion is. Right? It's Tazria, it's skin diseases, it's all of these sort of like things that happen that are yucky on our bodies. And what used to happen was that the community would send the people that had the gashes, the rashes, the purple bumps, and the skin diseases, and they would send them outside of the community, and they would isolate them out of concern or fear, which I think we really understand post, you know, COVID, or after we've experienced COVID, because they wanted to make sure to keep the community safe. And so they would sort of like isolate people on the outside of the community for 7 days. And then the priest, the religious leader, think rabbi, would go out and visit. And after 7 days, if that gash, rash, purple bumps, slash skin disease was gone, they would escort the person back into the community. If not, if it was still there, they would leave them there and go back in another 7 days. But one of the most beautiful things about this for me is that a person was never forgotten on the outside. They were never forgotten when they were on their own. They were never forgotten about in isolation. And I think that in many ways, that's what's been so hard about these days, is that as Jews with the homeland of Israel and as Israelis, it feels like we're being pretty isolated, and it feels really hard and very lonely. So I want to share with you a little section of Talmud that my daughter, my little one, my Maya, and I studied this week that was very, very beautiful to me. It was a story about when the temple used to stand. The temple would stand and people would go, throngs of people would go for pilgrimage festivals. And when they went into the temple, there was this really interesting way of navigating. Most of them would enter through a certain gate and they would always circle clockwise. They would circle to the left. But there were a category or four categories of people, people that were brokenhearted or people that were sick or people that had lost something. Is that clockwise or counterclockwise? Yeah. Yes. You knew what I meant. But there were categories of people, people that were sick, people that were brokenhearted, people that had lost a loved one, people that had lost something that mattered to them. And they would be instructed to go in, and instead of circling the same direction as everyone else, they would circle the opposite way. And what would happen is all of the people that were circling the sort of typical regular way would then pass the people that were circling the opposite way for all of those reasons that I mentioned, and they would say to them, like, ma'aselecha, like, what's going on with you? And the people that were circling the opposite way that had broken hearts or sicknesses or dealing with hard things or losses, they would then tell the people each time they passed someone what was going on with them. And then the response was supposed to be a blessing. In many ways, when we're sick, when we feel alone, when we're brokenhearted, when we feel like something that we held onto tight was lost to us, our inclination is to withdraw. But what the Jewish community says is actually in those moments, like, not only do you go forth, but circle the other way so people know that you're going through hard times and things aren't easy. So that people can respond to you and bless you and say, are you okay? What's going on with you? And I think in so many ways what Wednesday night, why it was the highlight of all of my years, is that in many ways what we did was we brought people together and we said, I see you. You probably aren't okay right now and I don't feel really okay right now. But we are going to get through this because that's what our people do. We've been through hard times before and we've gotten through them too. And together, we will go forth, we will be strong, and we will endure. So I'm wishing for everyone a Shabbat Shalom, and may we all be blessed to come home to each other again and again and again. Shabbat Shalom.